Proverbs 18 and 19, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. And their contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to go to James chapter 5 and see what we've got there. Amen. James chapter 5. Amen. Let's begin with verse 11. We'll read on down. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and seeing the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil, in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and rain not on the earth by a space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Amen. I want to go back to verse 16. I want to take this very first clause. Actually, I guess the whole verse would be better. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. That the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I read in the Word of God in Proverbs writing where the Bible says that a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle on down here. In verse 21, he said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen. I want to preach today, if the Lord would help me for just a little bit, amen, on a matter of trust. A matter of trust. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd like to think I'm doing the best I can to live for God. But he said here, confess your faults, not to God. I mean, we need to confess them to God. Don't get me wrong here. Sure. We need to confess them to God. Sure. We need to tell God our faults. Yes. But he said, confess your faults one to another. Yes. What? And pray one for another that you might be healed. Now, I read Proverbs for one reason. Hey, man, we had a young lady one time went to Allentown where Brother Neil was pastor down there years ago. And this young lady, she was kind of rocky to begin with so far as her spiritual foundation. But when count meeting, man, I thought that was the best count meeting. I'm telling you, God bless, God moved. The preaching was outstanding. The Spirit of God moved. The Holy Ghost touched. Hey, man, I came away feeling like I'd been touched and helped, hey, man, in a lot of ways. And we was bragging about the services going home, and she was riding with us. And she said, you know, I didn't get nothing out of that revival. It kind of, it just shook me, it shocked me. I said, what in the world? I said, why? She said, every one of those preachers that got up there and preached, said, my aunt, I ain't going to tell you where it's from, I ain't going to tell you where it's at. But my aunt had told me something about every one of those preachers. There are offenses rather than getting in your face and balling up your fist and hitting somebody in the nose. Yes, sir. You're right. There are offenses. offenses, amen, that you can commit without ever drawing a gun. Come on now. There are things, amen, that set the trail and set the pattern for people whether they succeed. And I know that sin is a choice. I understand that. Living right is a choice. Doing right is a choice. Doing wrong is a choice. And I'm by no means, amen, trying to pet people doing wrong. But I'll tell you something, church, you and me have a great influence on whether people choose godliness or not. Hallelujah. I mean, when you got a young lady that's 18 years old and she's telling you, my aunt said this about that preacher. My aunt said that about that preacher. Hey, man, my aunt said, and I'm going to tell you something, it shakes me up, but it ought to make us angry. Hey, man, and we ought to be at a place that we would guard against it. Amen. I'll tell you something, church. He said that power, death, and life is in the power of your tongue. Amen. When I was growing up, I never, never, ever heard my mom and dad have preacher for dinner. They never did. This man, look, I'll tell you something. There's sins out there that are not just, amen, homosexuality. There's sins out there that's not just lying. There's things out there that ought not to be done. Amen. It doesn't include, amen, adultery. Amen. There's things out there. I know that's all sin. But we as a holiness people, we look down on that when we ourselves sometime are guilty of some of the grossest sins that the Bible ever proclaims about. I'm not mad at us. I'm just disturbed. Hey, man. Now, God help me. I told somebody, I said, I'm nervous. Amen about this. The Bible says, amen, in Ephesians chapter 4. Man, I wish I'd quote like you. I'd never crack the book. Amen. Amen. But he said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. Wherefore, putting away and lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another, being angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Amen. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor working with his hands, that the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Let me tell you something right here. Oh, I'm right here. My Bible says that the elders which labor in the word are worthy of double honor. Amen. The Bible also says, receive not an accusation against an elder, except for in the mouth of 2-3 witnesses. Amen. Come on here now. I'll tell you something right now. And you take this to the bank. Amen. You can take this to the bank. Amen. You get railing on one of my buddies up here too much. I don't care if it is my brother-in-law. I love my brother-in-law. Hey, man, buddy, you get to railing too much on one of my buddies up here, and me and you's gonna go see my buddy. Hey, man, I'm telling you, don't step on my preacher friends. Hey, man, I love my brethren now. I'm telling you what, you know what? Hey, man, what we really need right now is a revival of brotherly love among us, amen, and get to the place and the point. The Bible said, I ain't through the scripture here, amen, but he said, wherefore put away, amen, lay aside all evil speaking, amen. Did you know the Bible says that he that uttereth a slander is a fool? I don't know about you, I don't be classified with that. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something. Even if it is true, even the Bible says that it's a shame to speak of those things which are done in secret. Come on, church. I'm not saying, I know we need to know them that labor among us. I understand all that. But I'm going to tell you something. A lot of times we kill people that want to come to holiness, that want to live right, that want to live godly, that want to serve God. If we'd have just learned, the Bible says, study to be quiet. Come on here. Hallelujah.
And we do that and we expect our kids to trust a preacher. It's a matter of trust. Hey man, that if my youngins, I'm gonna tell you something, I got good kids. I got good girls. I got a good boy. I got son-in-laws that's really sons. I got grandkids. But you know what I want for them? I want them to go to church. Church is not to be endured, but enjoyed. Church is a place where we learn the gospel. We have it preached to us by a man that's anointed by the Holy Ghost, power of God. And then you want to tell, you know what I want? I want them to learn to trust Brother Joey. I want them to learn to trust a pastor. I want them to learn to trust him and have confidence enough that if they got a problem, they'll go to him. Hallelujah. I hope y'all don't get mad with me. I'll tell you something. I've been shook up here. Amen. Don't come talk to me about your pastor. Amen. Don't you dare do it. I got news for you, man. You'll go around and around, then me and you and him's going to go around and around. That's right. Hallelujah. Amen. Man, I better bust in his guts. Out preaching is good. I'm telling you something. I've done that literally sometime. I'm telling you, I got a hernia. Amen. I've done that literally sometime. Amen. But preaching guts out, trying to help your kids. And let me tell you something, children. You love your pastor. You hear me? I said you love your pastor. Amen. Let me tell you something, kids. Amen. You have confidence in the man of God. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. If he's up there and God's anointing him to preach the word of God. Amen. Your ears to the world, and you open your ears to the gospel, he'll help you. You hear me? I said he'll help you.
I wish I had a house full. Amen. I'll tell them the same thing I'm telling you. Here, finish this here. I know I ain't got long. I got to get them here and quit. But he said, but that which is good to the use of any vine, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. I started to start out where Jesus said, a new commandment I've given to you, that you love one another. Amen. Three or four times he says in the word of God that you love one another. Amen. Peter talks about, amen, in 1 Peter chapter 1 about unfeigned love. Amen. What the pure love, real love. I'll tell you, I've had people that love me to my face and stab me in the back. But I'm going to tell you something, church. You talk about sin, you need to repent if that's what you're doing. You hear me? I said, if you're loving them to the face, you're stabbing them in the back, you're going to bust hell wide open with a homosexual. You're going to go to hell. You hear me? With a daughter. You hear what this preacher's preaching to you tonight or this morning. Amen. We need to be careful about how we use that mirror between your nose and your chin. Hallelujah. Thank you. My Bible tells me. Now, I want to tell you something. I had a little kid one time. He was a big old kid. He's a young preacher. Hadn't been saved a long time. Hadn't been preaching very long at all. Got my pulpit. And in first word, about three words come out of his mouth. I am perfect. Man, I snickered under my breath. I said, you'll find out different after a while. You'll find out different after a while. Hey, man. And I promise you, he has. And I promise he has. Amen. But in the context of what he wasn't mature. That's what this word means. When most time in the Bible, it doesn't mean that he's perfect. You know, man, if y'all look at perfection, I got to go to the kitchen. Amen. That's true. But he's not talking about being perfect so far as the way you look at me or my maturity altogether. When a man is perfect, he matures in God. Amen. All right, let me get off of that. I need to get to this verse, Galatians chapter 1, because Brother Jamie sure needs to come up here and preach. Amen. But brethren, if any of you be overtaken in a fault, and if you look that word up, that don't mean you, and it does make, I guess, mistake or whatever, but it literally means sin.
If you read what James is telling us in there, amen, when he said confess your faults, you look at that word, that same thing. Matter of fact, the final definition of that word was sin. Now, I'm not preaching a sin in religion, but I'm going to tell you something. I want to know if there's anybody here that ain't never made a mistake since you've been saved. Huh? Raise your hand if you have. I'm going to tell you, you're telling one. We'll get you in the altar first. Amen. I'm not saying we ain't doing the best we can without you. Don't try. We want to, hey man, run from sin, abstain from the piss. But there are times in your life that you ain't going to do everything just right. And he said, brethren, if any of you be overtaken in a fault, won't you catch this next part of this? Ye which are spiritual. We got any spiritual man in here? We got anybody that's spiritual in this house? I've been in places where people did make faults and people jumped on them with both feet and stomped them right down in the mud. I don't get back here where I can look y'all face to face. Amen. I'll tell you something. I've had good friends that have fallen. I can't deny that they did. But I called out there and I got straight to the store. Now, if you ask me questions, I'm going to the horse. You ever taught, you ever heard somebody say, I went to the horse's mouth? Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to the horse. You get to talking about my buddies too much. Hey, man, I'm going to the horse to find out what's going on. I ain't asking you. And I'm going to tell him who told me what they told me. Uh-huh. That's right. But he said, but if there's any man spiritual, we got any spiritual people here? How many want to see your neighbor go to hell? How many want to see your pastor fail? How many want to see your brother fall out? How many of us in here want to see somebody that's sitting next to us, amen, fail at the grace of God? You which are spiritual, restore such a one. In the spirit of meekness, consider thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Amen. I wish I had a whole house full. They probably all chunked me out, but I'm telling you, the Bible tells me that if I see my brother in a fault, I'm to go to him. Don't talk about it. Don't run him down. Don't tell him that he can't make it. Man, get your arm around him. Brother Steve, you might have to sing your song again this morning. And how many of us, when he said, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another. How many of us are going to do that? Come on now. How many of us are going to do that? You know why? I lived in a little town in a certain state in a certain part of the nation. That if you didn't want it told around town, you better not tell it. Because if you did, I don't care how confidential they said it was. Because everybody else would have the same confidence. I mean, by the time sun went down, just about it. Hey, man, that's right. Everybody else would know everything about what you done or what you said or what. I mean, if you didn't want to talk, you better not tell it. Hey, man, I'm telling the truth. Them people knew more about me than I knew than I knew about me, more times than not. One old lady one time was talking to a lady on the phone. Hey, man, I ain't just on tongue here. I'm going to tell you something. There's a spirit that goes with gossip. And that's a bad spirit. You hear me? If you got that, you devil, hey, man, you ought to get it right between you and God. Because if you don't, you ain't going to make it. I'm telling you, you ain't going to make it. A lady on the phone, talking about somebody on the phone. The lady she was talking to. It ain't just ladies no more. It's men too. Just don't get my anger with it. I want you to eat what I cook at you, okay? Hey, man, but I'm telling you, she was telling things and going on, and that woman was saying, tell me more! Hey, man, she said, I've done told you more than I know already. Now, church, who will I have confidence in? You know what? When I was a young preacher, and I had faults, and I did have them. I wasn't grown. I wasn't mature. I ain't like you. You know, there's some people in this world don't know all you know. That's right. But I went to my pastor. Amen. And I talked it over with my pastor. You know what happened? That weight of whatever was in my heart and my life picked up and it left.
I'm telling you right. You know why? And to this day, he ain't uttered a word to nobody. Amen. About what we talked about. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Amen. You know what we need? Don't we need a little discernment? I said, don't we need just a little bit of discernment? Until, you know, I don't want to wait till things become obvious with my people that we address problems that they may have. Amen. God give us discernment. God give us the Holy Ghost. God give us the power of God. God give me a spirit that my people can come. Hey man, I'm telling you, we must have come. What is it, brother? It is a matter of me trusting you, you trusting me, and having a trust that we're able to keep our mouth shut to man and open to God. I'm about through. Gossip is a sin. Unforgiveness is a sin. As a matter of fact, the Bible says if you don't forgive, neither can you be forgiven. Amen. Come on now. We won't harp on everything else, but hey, let's get to where church is at. Amen. Slander. Backbiting. Come on now. That's right. Amen. Peter said, if any of you suffer, let not any of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer. You know when he finished that verse? Or as a busybody in other men's matters. Amen. Now, I'll tell you something now. You want to get close here? Amen. What he's really saying is keep your nose out of everybody else's business. That's what he's saying. Do your own business. Study to be quiet. And do your own business. What's he saying? Sweep around your own doorstep. Make sure it's clean. Make sure your heart's right. Make sure everything in your soul is like it's supposed to be. I'm going to tell you something, church. What I want to do, I'm fixing to quit and you can preach. Amen. But what I, Tiamat, wants to be a representative of is somebody that's got a compassionate heart that people can, I don't want to know everybody's problems, but if they got them, they got them, and I want them to make it home to heaven. Hallelujah. 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 I know y'all ain't shouting. I didn't figure you would. Let me finish this. I'm quitting, Brother Jamie, can preach. Hallelujah. And grieve, you know, how are we grieving the Holy Spirit of God? Amen, by correct communication. Amen, by not using that is edifying to our brother. Amen, that's what he's saying here. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, amen, and wrath and anger, clamor, and evil speaking, amen, be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind. Man, could we use a little kindness in this hour? I know this ain't camp meeting preaching. Amen. He said tender-hearted, forgiving one. Some folks got a heart like an old horny toad. Amen. Forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. I'm through. I'm still nervous, but I'm through. Hallelujah. My mama never did talk bad about Brother Neil Bridges. He was my pastor for a few years. Hallelujah. She might not like everything he done. Man, would you believe that? Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. My pastor may not, he's not God. He's not Christ. But he's the next thing to him because he's my shepherd. You hear me? Brother David Lamb, your pastor. Oh, he's a good man. He's a good man. He's undertaking a great work down there where he's at. Amen. He told me one time that he's going and preaching right in front of a devil-worshipping church.
Amen, that's right. Preaching out there. While they was going in church, he was preaching to them the gospel. Amen. Yeah. He said, don't you go unless you fasted 3 days. Amen, before you go. Hallelujah. Brother David Lamb's a good man. Don't ever think any way else. What are you saying, Brother Tim? How many want your folks to go to heaven? How many want your kids to go to heaven? Amen. How many want your church to go to heaven? The biggest thing that a lot of holiness folks need to do is learn how to control what's between their nose and chin. They'd be all right. Amen. If spirit get a hold of you, a gossip, I'm telling you, it'll destroy more than you can fix. I'm telling you, we need to trust. And it is a matter of trust with us and our fellow man.